Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up and welcome in. We're Grant and Danny. February 3rd, 2023. We're with you all the way up to 6:30 tonight. Darren Revelle joins us at 6. We'll talk about sports gambling industry exploding as we approach a Super Bowl, which is a huge betting day. We'll talk to him about the Super Bowl commercial landscape this year as well. Danny Ruye is looking sharp in a suit.
Yes.
There goes a Hall of Famer. Big night tonight for you.
Yeah. Humility aside for a second, if I may, I'm going into the GW Athletic Hall of Fame tonight, which is really, really cool. Supposed to do it last year. Got postponed. One last flipping the bird from the old COVIDs. Kind of couldn't get it together, and that's after they postponed it for a year. Going in with some incredible inductees. I don't belong in that group, to be quite frank with you, but I'm not turning it down, so I will be there. It's going to be really cool, man. I'm excited to do it. So, yeah, figured you only go in once, right? So may as well look sharp.
You look great.
Thank you, buddy.
That looks like some maybe a pink and navy blue tie.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's your eyes are going to be drawn to the pink. And then you got the accent of kind of that dark blue contrast with the window pane suit, the Darren window pane suit, rather, that I
navy
have.
Navy blue suit? What is window pane?
Yeah, so
pane
you could see, well, you could see it. It's not just a plain color. There's a checker design on it, window pane style. So it's going to be darks, a little bit of accents. Just trust me that it's a really, really nice looking suit, if I can say that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy your night, my friend. The Capitals today re-signed Dylan Strome. How you spending your hiatus, Brian McClellan?
Stromer?
You are getting to work, it would appear. Capitals re-upping with Strome, a 5-year contract extension, average annual value of about $5 million. This is a big deal. $5 and $25 million, huge commitment by the team, and a massive career-altering amount of money for Strome, who's 25 years old. He's got 36 points through 52 games. I love this move for the Capitals. When they brought Strome in on a 1-year deal, I didn't know why he was available. I didn't know how they were able to acquire him. It made no sense that he was able to be lured to Washington in the prime of his career with his skill. But they are in the business right now of really trying to spin two basketballs at the same time in their hands. The first on the left hand on their pointer finger that's spinning around is trying to win another Stanley Cup in this moment. And so they can't really bottom out. They can't rebuild. They can't make a youth movement. But in the other hand, when they're pointer finger up, they're spinning another basketball, and that is trying to solidify their core moving forward, trying to add enough young pieces with skill that this team remains good for a long time. So that when Ovi leaves, whenever that happens, probably at the end of this 5-year contract that he just re-signed, you still have a chance to compete. You know, they want not just this year or next year, but at the end of Ovi and Backstrom's deals when they expire.
Keeping a window open.
They
yeah.
want to still be playing playoff hockey. And there's only so much they can do in their system right now. There's only so much you can do when you're trading draft picks and constantly trying to win. So when you're able to go get a 25-year-old player, bring him in here, who has a chance to score 20 goals every year for the next 5 years of this deal, and then you can lock him up, that's a really significant thing. And I'm a Strome guy. He is a 200-pound forward that plays a little bigger than that at times. He's third in points and power play points for the team right now. He's fourth in goals. So this was a big, big day for the Capitals.
Speed guy to me, and he threatens the defense. That's kind of the thing I'm looking for. Come playoff time, I'm obsessed with speed. I've watched it dismantle the Capitals in first rounds for several years, and to me it's the thing that you can't account for and do much better than. I think he skates well, he's fast, so I like him a lot. You're more plugged into kind of the world of free agency and hockey and sort of the depth of other organizations than I am. Here's the analogy that I had when I see the Washington Capitals have acquired Dylan Strome. I went and looked at his hockey reference page, right? The same reaction I had when Hassan Reddick was just sort of out there as a free agent. Nobody seemed to be interested in Hassan Reddick. Double-digit sacks constantly. One of the most valuable things you can have on a football team was in Carolina, did very well. Just seemed no one was interested. And then a good team, Philadelphia, said, we'll do that. And then he walks in, of course. I don't know what he had, 17, 18 sacks this year as part of a near record-setting defensive line. That's what that reminded me of. With all due respect to the other teams in the NHL, I don't know anything. A 25-year-old that's this good should not be just available to a playoff-caliber team to just pick up, sign, and then make part of their core for the next handful of years. So good on Ryan McClellan and company. I don't know if I didn't do any like research into the guy. I don't know if he had a bad attitude in Chicago or something, but whatever, I'm glad he's here.
Here's what I know is the Blackhawks are not trying to win right now.
Yeah.
We talk about this in sports a lot, but when you're bad, sometimes the best thing you can be is really bad. And Chicago is really bad. I mean, if you look at the standings right now, they, through 48 games, have 34 points. That is tied for the lowest point total with any team in the NHL. They're the worst team in hockey, arguably, this season. And while Strome is young enough that they could have kept him and paid him and he would have been a factor for them when they're good again in a few years, they decided, and a lot of people were surprised by this, not to issue him a qualifying offer at the end of last season. And so at that point, Strome was able to go sign a one-year deal, a show-me deal, somewhere else. And he could have gotten a multi-year deal, I'm sure, right away, like a 3-4-year deal with a worse team. But this is where forever the Commanders, right now the Nationals, the Wizards for a long, long time, have to always pay that loser tax that we talk about. This is not a great organization. We're not winning a whole lot of games. So we'll pay you more than everyone else so you come here. The Caps are the opposite of that. The Caps are the reclamation society. The Caps are the place where you want to come break out, like TJ Oshie, who was good and became great, like Brett Connolly, who was a disappointing first-round pick who started scoring 20 goals, and a litany of players who have come here and kind of taken on entirely new careers, Chandler Stephenson or among them. So I think what you see from this move is Strome came here knowing he'd be put on a line every single night, top line or otherwise, where he was going to be able to accumulate some points, show some skill. That has happened. The Caps like him. He likes it here. Let's get married. 5 years, $25 million, fired up. Everybody's a winner wearing red today at Capital One Arena. Second story of the day to hit out of the chute. What'd you think of the Pro Bowl coverage last night? How'd we feel about it?
I watched some of it. Had a few minutes to myself before it was bedtime for the kids. I saw some dodgeball that happened. Like I got a good 15 minutes of that in, and it was, I will tell you this, it's hard to do regular play-by-play of dodgeball in general if you're trained in it. I mean, they did it for the dodgeball movie and found a way to get that done because it was scripted and they could do different takes and pausing. Here's what dodgeball sounded like with five different people on set. Oh, look at that. I had to mute it almost instantaneously. Everyone shouting over each other. Robert Griffin was there. Laura Rutledge was shouting at me. It was too much. That was really, really tough to watch.
They also, I think, just have a bunch of like guys that are fun to hang out with type broadcasters.
Totally.
They go with the appeal of, hey, let's get Robert Griffin. Let's get Ryan Clark. Let's former player it up. Have a bunch of guys.
I think Marcus Spears was there.
High-fiving players. And our NFL live crew will be out there. And ESPN viewed it as an opportunity, I think, to do a few things, right? Number one, build relationships and rapport for their talent on air every day with various players and people from around the league, which is smart. I also think they viewed it as a chance to get more eyeballs on that crew, right? You don't have to watch NFL Live or have to check out the show day in and day out that Laura hosts with those analysts you mentioned. Now you saw all those guys on the field and you brought them into your living room almost accidentally, right? So strategically from ESPN, a brand builder, I think that made some sense. But in terms of the quality of like calling these things or announcing them, I think the less just we're all sitting around shticking it up, the better. And I always have felt this way during All-Star Saturday night as well, where they don't have a play-by-play guy sitting next to a color commentator just calling the event. They have Charles Barkley and Kenny the Jet making fun of each other with Shaq, and you just get your pre- and your post-TNT personalities that we love just screaming every time someone dunks.
Yep.
This is the greatest contest we've ever seen every single year. That's not good broadcast. And from a telecast standpoint, if you're watching for that, you're not going to be very pleased. But I got to say,
that's a good point.
I enjoyed and had fun with the events, legitimately. Like you, I had to kind of work around the calling of them.
Yeah, I turned it down very, very low.
But people take this all too seriously. I was getting blown up last night, texts, tweets, whatever, from people who are frustrated by all of the star NFL players getting together to throw balloons. So what? Who cares? Why is that a problem? If they're playing pin the tail on the donkey, who cares? It's just a way to see some personalities interacting. If the players want to go, cool. Mm-hmm. When they stop wanting to go, get rid of it altogether. But in the meantime, I thought the long drive competition was excellent. I thought seeing guys like Daron Payne look like me swinging a golf club was really, really funny. Get dudes out of their element, being normal people, good for football, good for the league, in my opinion.
So I saw some of the, and then we had to do, dad duties, put the kids to bed, and the teeth brushing, and the reading, and the bedtiming and stuff. So then I saw periodically some of the best catch stuff. So did they do that where guys did these recorded bits for those? Or they have anything
seemed
live
way,
for that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I saw Amon Ross St. Brown.
Several of the things were recorded.
Got it. Yeah, and I saw Jimmy Clausen. By the way, there's Jimmy Clausen. I hadn't seen that guy in a long time.
I don't know how Jimmy Clausen drew that straw. How did that? Where did he come from?
He's available, I think.
By God, that's Jimmy Clausen's music.
Yeah. So if you want Jimmy Clausen to throw to you, he can.
Does he live in Vegas?
I don't know.
Were they walking through the casino to go record and like a director was going to be throwing the ball and they're like, hey, that's Jimmy Clausen at that slot machine.
Jimmy, do you want to toss to Amon Ross St. Brown as he does flips off the diving board? Sure thing. Yeah, I thought he did fine.
But so as a concept, what'd you make of it?
Yeah, so I like that idea because there was something about that that was actually, what's the term I'm looking for here? It was like retro nostalgic for what like me and every group of friends did every summer at the pool. Whether it was tennis ball, racquetball, whatever. Everyone did tricks until one kid tried to flip too hard and then hit his knee on his lip and got it cut and there was blood in the pool. Then we had to get out and sit in the penalty box. Everybody did that crap. So I was all about that. Like everyone does like the diving catch bit, grade it, the judges aren't fair because they like Timmy better than Mikey. I was all about that. I like that one.
I think while there's a lot of players that are taking part in this thing that here in D.C., we don't know. I'm sure a lot of people watching have never heard of some of the guys they're seeing that are pro bowlers in different markets. All of those players are somebody's Daron Payne. You know what I'm saying? They are somebody's Jeremy Reeves. And so to see those guys who we adore, who we love here in D.C., just be loose and cut up and be dudes, just dudes being dudes out on the field, I think is a healthy thing. In a sport where generally players are wearing helmets and they are mostly personality-less in terms of what they wear if they follow the rules, can't wear your socks at a certain length, can't wear wristbands how you want to, can't wear your own shoes or your own color shoes. You got to be uniform. Everything's got to be just so, or else we're going to fine you. So you don't always get the most personality out of these players when you're watching them, unless you do a lot of digging or you follow them on social media or you are involved beyond game day, I will say. But I just think from a league standpoint, I kind of like where this has headed. I will be curious to see the flag football game. If you're an old school fan of the Pro Bowl, mm-hmm. and you're comparing this to when the league just had a real Pro Bowl where guys tackled and everyone went out and played a
football
game.
You're not going to be happy.
You're going to hate this.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. We can barely have real football games for 17 weeks on Sundays, man.
It's true.
I mean, have you been watching? Someone just tackles a guy and they get flagged if it's a quarterback. Someone just runs into a wide receiver trying to blow them up shoulder to chest. They get flagged. So they're not going to let anyone play football in this exhibition game with any kind of speed or physicality, and for good reason, I would say. So let's do the next best thing. Let's just make it a wacky, fun time for everyone. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Maybe it'll go away. But for a lot of us, like, this is something I think year in and year out I could get behind.
So if you're the kind of person, the way I would think of this as to who this is for, if you go...
Let me say it real quick. I think it's for kids.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm telling you, I know of a couple of buddies with kids who were marking out for some of that stuff last night.
Huh. I hadn't thought of that.
Like, if you're 8 or 9 and you're just watching NFL players throw water balloons or compete in dodgeball like you do at school... Are you still allowed to play dodgeball at school?
Probably not. No, too exclusionary.
I know you're not allowed to play games at recess anymore.
Mm-mm.
But if you're still allowed to play dodgeball, that's not fun if you're a kid. I think this is great for kids, really.
You may be onto something there. Because here's what I was thinking. If you're thinking of late night television, and if you're like me, you go, I want David Letterman. I want him there smirking with that wry smile, kind of making fun if the guest isn't that awesome. Right? Like, I want that sophisticated, great interview, probing questions, still funny, entertaining, well thought out, etc. I love that interview style. Pause. If you are, I love Jimmy Fallon, where they're playing beer pong or, you know, spit the water out your nose, fill a cup and find the flag, basically playing double dare or whatever. If you're into that, nothing wrong with that. But if that's what you like, you'd probably go, I like watching these guys that are these unbelievable athletes do these goofy recess games, kind of to your point.
If you were an NFL player of merit, not just happy to be there, you're Jeremy Reeves, let's say. If you had been to 4 or 5 Pro Bowls, if you've made a ton of money,
mm-hmm.
would you go? I think I would. I think it's good marketing, so to speak.
Yeah, there's a lot where it's just me, and I'm not in my pads, right?
I'm around star players,
yeah.
A lot of them. You're on national TV showing personality, crafting whatever image you want for yourself. So it's a commercial for you. And like, did Derek Carr not benefit immensely last night? Everyone's talking about how funny he came off when he made fun of himself in an interview, and he lit it up in a passing contest against Air. And he hung out and high-fived a bunch of really good wide receivers. As he hits free agency, like, last night wasn't good for business for Derek Carr. I'm not saying he's going to make a ton more money because of it. But he's not better off than if he was sitting at home and no one was talking about him.
That's a good point. Depends on your station. Like, right now, Derek Carr should be going to that. I think you're 100% right. If you're, I don't know, pick a guy. If you're Aaron Donald, maybe not. I don't know. That's maybe not a great example. But you know what I mean? If you're old, grizzled, and you've been doing this for 10 years, and you made 7 Pro Bowls, you're like, I'm all set.
My point is there's a lot of guys that don't need it. I don't think there's a single player in the league that wouldn't benefit from it in some way.
In some way.
Even if you're one of, like, Aaron Rodgers is one of the biggest stars in the league. He's pretty unlikable. You go there and cut up and have some fun and throw water balloons for a night and just come off like one of the guys, you might benefit from that in some way, right?
Yeah.
They also offer babysitting for the players and their wives. So that's another reason. Shtick aside, like a week, 8 hours a day, they've got this big play area at the hotel.
I would fly to Vegas for consistent babysitting. Like, ha-ha-ha, funny. It's really, really hard to come by.
Now, these players can afford nannies and everything, but I think a lot of these players, wives stay home or whatever, or maybe if the wife it works full-time but manages the kids in some capacity when they're at the facility, to be able to get out there, drop the kids somewhere at the hotel where the league's putting you up for a bunch of hours, go have some nice meals. You know, maybe you're going out to dinner with a receiver that you used to play with and his wife. Like, I don't think they're going to have a hard time if this remains in Vegas having players show up every year. I actually think that they're going to be able to draw if it's this fun thing where you're not really exerting your body too much.
With all due respect to the city I'm about to name, it's more appealing than Orlando.
You leave Orlando out of this.
Listen, I'm sorry Orlando had to catch a little shrapnel that segment. But yeah, it's if this is the hub, kind of one of the entertainment capitals, I think more players would be excited.
Pace or Franklin?
I'm a Franklin guy.
Mm.
I'm a Franklin guy.
Or Bloom. You can go Bloom.
I do love Orlando Bloom.
Is he still with Katy Perry?
I'm going to assume yes. I haven't gotten an update there.
I assume no.
Really? You just think that's just not, they don't last?
Instinctively, celebrity couples, if I haven't heard anything about them in 3 years,
you just assume breakup?
92% chance they're not together.
I'm going to say Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry still together.
We're going to look that up.
Here we go.
We'll have that answer for you. So where else would you rather go than right here? Also, can you even believe the price of tickets for the game this coming week where LeBron is expected to break the all-time scoring record of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? The all-time record's about to fall, and the amount people are paying to get tickets to the game where they think he's going to break the record is just unfathomable. We'll discuss that next. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you guessed that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are still together,
come on,
you're a winner.
Hey!
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. That's a long-lasting Hollywood relationship. I feel like if you're a celebrity and you are dating or married to another celebrity, your relationship is kind of written in pencil at all times.
Because I always felt like, and I can't prove this, obviously, I've never been famous or been in one of those, but I always think the other partner's going, oh my God, it's fill in the blank, right? Like, oh my God, it's Brad Pitt. And that novelty is so incredible and so intoxicating. Then you actually have to be married to a person. You know what I mean? Like, Brad Pitt's a dude. Like, he's just a guy. He's got feet. You know what I mean? He's got his underarms might smell. Yeah, you know, like, does he mow the lawn? Does he take out the trash? But you know what I mean? Like, he's just a dude. So, like, you actually have to deal with the dude also. And then once that wears off, you probably end up divorced.
That happens in real life.
Like, it happens in life.
When people aren't even Brad Pitt. You're like, oh, this guy's nice. And then you're like, yeah, he's fine. He's not that nice, I guess. Right? Same thing with the celebrities. You're right. But with them, I just feel like it's just on to the next, you know?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I feel like my occasional conspiracy theory is, it's not all the time, but I feel like a lot of times it's just publicists. Like, it's just people deciding, you know what would be good for us is if we have a marriage. It'd be really good for fill-in-the-blank actress if she gets married. She'll be in the news in between movies.
I definitely think that's a thing with dating in Hollywood, for sure. When you're out canoodling, you're out and about holding hands, paparazzi's following you around. I think you can up your curating if you're with the right person on the right day. When you get married, though, that's a pretty big commitment to the bit.
I think you and I take marriage seriously. I don't think they do. I think it's just something you do on a Wednesday. I guess maybe a Saturday. But you know what I mean? I think it's just something. Because there are turnstiles out there. People are married for 6 months. Kim Kardashian was married for a weekend once.
Speaking of turnstiles, if you're walking through the turnstiles at the artist formerly known as Staples Center, whatever they're calling that building.
The crypt?
The cryptocurrency venue in Los Angeles where the Lakers play. To see LeBron James potentially break the all-time scoring record of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar this coming week. Do you know what people are paying for tickets to that game? So if you're going to be sitting down near the floor, there are a lot of people close to courtside who are going to be paying around $20,000 a ticket.
20 $1,000.
But here's the number that I saw, and I don't know how many people will pay this or what the seat is exactly for this number, but I just can't wrap my head around it. Tickets to see LeBron James potentially break the scoring record are going for as high as $92,000.
Goodness gracious.
So here's the lay of the road ahead for LeBron, right? The Lakers got a big win last night. He led the charge coming back, scored 26 points, hit a go-ahead three with 2:35 remaining on the clock. No team has more former Wizards right now than the Lakers, by the way. Thomas Bryant, Rui Hachimura, Russell Westbrook. Is that it? I feel like there might be one more. Is Troy Brown Jr. still on that team?
Could
somehow?
He be there also?
I don't know if he counts.
I think he's on the roster, I think.
That makes four former Wizards on a roster of basically a third of their team with LeBron. Former Wizards. He's 63 points shy now, Danny, of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dude, he's 38 years old, scoring 30 a game. It's just, now I know, listen, it's a different time. I know it's different. Scoring's easier now. It's more wide open. There's more points, more everything. It's still so remarkable that he's doing it at this level. It's ridiculous.
The Lakers are at New Orleans on Saturday night, so short of a 60 burger, he's not getting to the record. And while he's done some crazy cool things, there's not really a whole lot of added value for him to do it on the road if he goes and gets 63. So I'm going to say it's not going to happen on Saturday night. Tuesday at home is the date everybody's circling. So let's just say he scores close to 30, you know, around his average, somewhere between 25 to 30 points. And that's even, I would say, conservative as he's chasing down this record. But he's coming off of 26 in his last game. Let's say he scores a few more than that on Saturday night. He'll need around 36 points on Tuesday at home. If he goes for over 30, he's only going to need upper 20s
yep.
Tuesday at home. If he doesn't get the record on Tuesday, imagine if you bought super expensive tickets to Tuesday night.
You get to see the 21-29 Cal Ripken game, yeah.
He is 7 points away now. You're like, I got to see LeBron get within 7 points of Kareem on the all-time scoring list, and you spent $746 a piece for your upper-level tickets or whatever. They are back home again on Thursday against Milwaukee. So there's some dummy out there who's going to drop like $2,000 a seat for both games just to make sure. And I guess if you got the money, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's yours.
I can't imagine doing that, but I'm just a boy. What do I know? But that's the schedule for the Lakers. Saturday night, on the road, Tuesday at home, Thursday at home. I'm thinking it happens Tuesday night.
That's what it feels like, right? I mean, he ain't dumb. He's got this kind of mapped out, circled. He sat out a game against Brooklyn last week to kind of pace it and get it just right. So he's got it set up where it's going to be the fourth quarter of a game. He's going to knock down a huge shot. The place will go bananas, rightfully so.
Do you think he mapped it out in advance of taking that game off?
Yes.
Do you think that was part of the plan to make sure he was at home?
I do, and maybe I'm too much of a cynic. But listen, you're
okay,
talking
but
about
by
this.
By that logic, you're then saying like he can't in a game where scoring's coming easy. He's going to take his foot off the gas where he could go pour in 43 and like, just score 29.
If he's feeling it and has a chance to score 64 in New Orleans, maybe he does if they're trying to win a game. But, yeah, I'm not saying he calculated it 3 months ago when, like in October, he's like, okay, I'll do it in this day in February. But as you're getting buckets, like a couple weeks ago they had a game against the Clippers where had he stayed in the game, they were beat the brakes off the Clippers, he'd have scored 60. He was unconscious, just drilling three after three after three, sat down because they're trying to preserve this thing. That was a few hundred points ago. Now as you start to add it up, you can calculate. I definitely think he did. I think he sat that game on purpose.
My relationship with LeBron as a consumer is very complicated.
Same here.
Say. I got on you for a couple years when you were just, at everything he did at every turn, you just didn't like him and you just kind of screamed about him and hated mm-hmm. him. And I kind of went... So early on, I was out on LeBron, and then I realized I'm just kind of hating him and because I'm hating greatness. What does that say about me? Why would I do that, right? I'm going to appreciate him, and I'm going to not root for him to fail. I was almost like protecting Michael Jordan in a way, and I realized...
He doesn't need any help.
He doesn't need... Exactly. He's going to be fine. It's not up to me to safeguard Michael Jordan.
Right.
Those who know, know. I'm at peace with this, just in generally in my life. Those who know, know. And if you think LeBron's better than Michael Jordan, that's adorable. God bless you. You're probably 22 years old. If you're an adult and you think that, that's fine too. God bless you as well. You're a silly goose. You should check out The Last Dance sometime. It's a great documentary. Having said that, I was Team LeBron for a few years. Not over Jordan or anything, but just like, this guy is trying to change his image. He's working actively. He's pulling fans out of the stands and letting them shoot baskets during stoppages. And he's playing catch with kids. And I kind of like what I'm seeing from LeBron James. There's also, just for me, there's an appreciation that I can't possibly even orally make sense of for these guys that are crowned as children who deliver the goods, like Bryce Harper.
He's every bit as good as he was promised to be.
How does that happen? How does someone decide at 13 you're just going to be this and then put you on the cover of SI and then probably in a way that shouldn't have happened, put you on national TV for all of your high school games, and then you just become better than anyone ever expected? Like, I have an unbelievable appreciation. But I will say that I find a lot of his current way he carries himself to be annoying, hypocritical at times. Like, I just have a complicated relationship with
complicated him. Is the exact
There's
right
word.
There's
a whole website where he's just, like, walking around reading books where he's on the first page of all the books. And he's the kind of guy that, like, if he is reading a book, he's going to read it in front of everyone so they know he's reading it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
There's been questions of him before, like, what'd you think of the book? And he didn't know anything about the book. I just think everything he does is for show, and that bothers me. I don't know how authentic he is, but God, if he's not one of the greatest ever. And he's definitely, he's a Mount Rushmore guy. He's a top 2-3 player ever.
Absolutely.
I got nothing bad to say about him as a player. And as a dude, it seems like he's a good dude. He's not getting arrested. I just think it's a lot of acting. It's a lot of like a Russell Wilson thing.
So complicated is the right word. Unquestionable on the basketball court. The Skip Bayless people, silence immediately. That's the second best player I've ever seen in my life. He's ridiculous. Everything about his game is transcendent. He wasn't the heir apparent to Michael Jordan. He was the 2.0, maybe the 3.0 of Magic Johnson. He's now, again, fourth all-time in assists as the guy that's going to go down as the greatest scorer this league has ever seen. Just a walking triple-double. He changed basketball. He's incredible. Above and beyond reproach his game. That's number one. Number two, unquestionably, he's done a lot of good. He's done a lot of good things in his life for other people, whether it's raised money for school, for
so
underprivileged folks. That is, again, that is beyond reproach.
And that's where I've bought in. That's where I've been like, you know what? People are giving this guy, he's putting kids through school. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's donating money. He's got his own academies. Like, leave him alone. Just let this guy do his thing.
So that's all in the good column. The bad column is I find him so fraudulent and so annoying. I cannot stand that dude. I find him so irritating. I think everything he does publicly or whatever is an act, and he's now tried to morph into this wise elder statesman that needs to be consulted anytime anything happens on this planet, but you know, conveniently absent when other things happen. Just not for me. He's never been for me. Decision, even before that, no thank you. Just not for me.
The decision is where he lost me initially, and I was like, I will root against this guy forever.
And that was for people that followed it very religiously, I would say, that was a solidification of what you already thought. Like, you already kind of thought that's who this dude was, and then he showed you, right? Like, that's who it is. But again, unquestioned on the basketball court. Also stole so much joy from me as a Wizards fan. You shouldn't be allowed to go up to Gilbert Arenas on the foul line and talk to him. Go, no one else does that. No one else has ever done that. It's now, like, funny. It's not funny to me. That was my sports joy that you stole. He walks every time. Crab dribble is not a thing. It's a travel. I hate Damon Jones also.
You yield your time?
I had to get a lot off my chest there.
Yeah. Damon Jones didn't need that. I don't think it was a...
He didn't have to make that shot, Grant. He could have not made it. You ever think of that? He could have not made that shot.
LeBron's going to be the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, probably as of Tuesday night.
Yeah, 4 days.
By the end of the week, next week, it'll get overshadowed by the Super Bowl. But that's going to be the talk of whatever's left of Radio Row.
What an accomplishment.
Whatever radio shows actually go out to Radio Row now. It will overshadow the Super Bowl coverage. It will overshadow everything going on.
Rightfully so.
With football, understandably. He's Danny, I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. We're closing in on 3 weeks since the Commanders put the word out that they were going to roll with Sam Howell. We've been wanting to get into a conversation on whether or not that's actually going to happen. So let's do that next right here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Action. That week, that awkward week between the championship games and the Super Bowl where you got nothing cooking.
I don't think I've got one routine that's happened. You know, as you know, in fatherhood, every season, every week, and every day is almost different. But it's one of those times where it reminds me. It's quite contemplation and reflection. You know, when we're in that desert, we're just wandering, we're going, there's no football. It's 3 months and 41 days until, the first training camp practice opens or whatever it is. It reminds me of that, right? And I think back to those moments and I go, I'm not going to take it for granted when football's here. I'm not going to kvetch about a Thursday night football game. I'm not going to bitch that it's the Jets again against some, under 500 team again.
The again I inevitably do. This year's
team
where you go, them again on national TV was the Colts. The Colts were on national TV.
A bunch, yeah.
Early in the season, I would say maybe Denver as well. If you remember, the Broncos stayed on national TV. The second half of the year, the Colts were constantly in primetime. That awful offense. Are they starting Foles or are they starting the guy who's like Taylor Heineke but isn't, who played against Washington and never was seen again? Who are they playing this week at quarterback? And will they score 9 points? And is Jeff Saturday somehow still their coach? They were always on national TV. But you're right. We need to not complain.
Yep.
Because this weekend, you get nothing. I might have to go back via Game Pass and just watch a Commanders game on Sunday.
Don't do that to yourself.
Maybe the Jacksonville Week 1 game.
Okay, that might be more fun.
I wouldn't watch a lot. I'm not going to watch the tie against the Giants.
Well, I just wanted you to watch a game with offense. Because offense is so fun. You ever seen offense?
Maybe I'll watch last year's Super Bowl.
Oh.
Bengals-Rams, that was a great game.
Points were scored, first downs were ahead.
Maybe I'll get real cute and watch the Bills and the Chiefs from last year, which is one of the greatest playoff games I've ever seen.
Oh, man. It's one of the greatest games I've ever seen. I mean, that was phenomenal.
It was really
as wildly entertaining as a sporting event can be.
So we're closing in on 3 weeks ago when the Commanders, and I say the Commanders put this out, I don't know if that's fair or not, but it was pretty clear that the team had no problems with it being floated, that they wanted Sam Howell to be their starter, right? If you go back to the Sunday morning when Jonathan Jones, the name of the CBS sports reporter, broke the story that while starting to interview offensive coordinator candidates, the Commanders were informing them that Sam Howell was going to be their QB. And this was January 14th, okay? So we're almost 3 weeks away from that. The story right away became that the Commanders wanted Sam Howell to be their guy. And a lot of us reached out and were able to confirm that they were planning on giving Sam Howell the first shot at the job. They didn't want to hand him anything. They were going to use the word competition, presumably. But while he'd have to win the job, they want to build the roster around Sam Howell. They put that out. And it has become obvious, though, since, that they're still being linked to all the big-name quarterbacks. Now, that doesn't mean they're doing that. Every site,
that's every the distinction I want to draw.
Channel, every radio show, people are going to opine and speculate. They're going to go down a list and say, who's the starting quarterback of this team? And when they get to Washington and they see Sam Howell, they're just going to assume that Ron Rivera would rather have Derek Carr, that the Commanders would much prefer to trade for Aaron Rodgers. What I want to know, though, and where I think we should take calls on this today, is do we believe that they want Sam Howell to start or they're okay with it? Because there's a big difference between are they actively trying to do better than him or not? Like, when it comes to Sam Howell as their starting quarterback, as we get into the offseason really starting next week after the Super Bowl, are they content with Howell as their quarterback and they're fine if that's how it ends? Or is that their plan? That's such a different
it's a
way
major
of
difference.
Looking at this.
So the distinction that I want to emphasize for a second that you I think you hit on is internally, they let the word get out, right? If they'd wanted it secret, it would have stayed secret. But they're letting people know, it's Howell, you guys, it's Howell. Both to excite the fan base, to get people off their back, to have folks not bring up last year's fiasco where they started by telling everybody they're going to not stop until they find the answer at quarterback, and they called everybody, and that whole nonsense that led them to the terrible Carson Wentz decision, they don't want anyone to bring that up. So they're doing this internally. We've got an option already in-house. We discovered him. We're excited we're building around him. They're not bound by that, but they're telling people that that's what was going to happen. You tell OC candidates that. You let loose to a couple reporters here and there, and that's kind of what ends up happening. The public perception, the talking heads, the pundits, see that, and they go, thank you very much for that information. Now I'll look at your track record. Every time you've showed up, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick, it then became Carson Wentz. You had multiple chances to draft somebody, and you never did. You didn't have any interest in going down that road. So I don't take you at your word for it. Outside noise links them to every quarterback with a pulse that's had more than 5 minutes of experience in the league. That's the distinction. I think this is a place setter. This is a kind of a, how do I say this? Like a PR type move for them because no one's given them any flack. No one's bothered. Like if they were like, yep, we're back in the market, you'd have us debating every day. Is it Derek Carr? What should they trade for Aaron Rodgers? What should they give up for, you know, I don't know, but washed up Matt Ryan, whatever it is. This way, nobody's bothering them. They look like they've got some competency, they've got some carryover, and there's something exciting about a kid that hasn't had a huge sample size just yet. But I think if something great comes along, they're not bound to this. They'll spring at it.
That, to me, what you just said is the big question, right? Is Sam Howell as the starting quarterback of the Commanders the plan or an option they'd be okay with? Is he their first choice and their preference, or is he something or someone that they would settle for? My wife planning on making buffalo chicken tonight with cauliflower mash. I'll eat that. That sounds fine. But if my buddy calls and says, hey, let's go to Glory Days and have dinner, I want that more.
You're going there.
I'll change my plans. Might they change their plans if something better comes along, or do you think that they are set on how? That is the question. We'll open up the phones for the first time today. Next, 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.